Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back to the Swamp, my friends. Today we are going to be exploring some truly odd and unexplainable paranormal experiences sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a paranormal experience or something else, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. It's stories like yours that really do help these shows keep going. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy stories that will freak you out tonight. Hey Swamp, this story actually happened pretty recently. I've been living in my house for going on about 3 or 4 years now. I haven't really had anything happen or experienced anything paranormal during those years, until quite recently actually. I don't really know how it happened. I'm not really sure if it came off the streets or what. There's no telling. But I work night shift at a hospital, so I am completely nocturnal. One night out of nowhere, I was sleeping. And note, I'm a very light sleeper. Anything wakes me up. It was sometime around 7:30. I woke up to hearing footsteps walk across my living room floor and past my bedroom. Though, I thought it was my dog at the time, but discovered that she was asleep in her bed at the foot of mine. I brushed it off at first, and didn't think anything of it. I told my girlfriend of this, and she just laughed at me and told me I was probably just dreaming, which I knew I wasn't. A few nights go by, and I'm laying on the couch watching TV. I've heard that dogs have different senses than us, and noticed she was acting weird, and she went over to my bedroom doorway and just sat there, looking into my room. She would turn towards the kitchen sometimes and start growling and barking, very loudly. My dog never barks while she's inside, and hardly ever barks in general. I told her to quiet down and to come over by me. At this point, I have goosebumps. I turn on all the lights in the house, and nothing seemingly happened for the rest of the night. Still, I am the type of person who never really believed in ghosts, and hasn't had anything happen to me. Well, stuff starts getting weirder, and actually starts confirming things for me that I may have something paranormal going on in my house. Another night, I and my girlfriend were watching TV. My TV is hung right up by my bedroom door, so out of the corner of my eye, I see the hoodie that I had thrown in my bed earlier. It randomly just picks up and falls on the ground. At this point, I am stunned in fear and couldn't get any words out to tell my girlfriend, so I just didn't say anything because I didn't want to freak her out. Later on, we ended up going to bed. I fell asleep fast and hard and woke up at exactly 4 o'clock in the morning, which is pretty odd for me. Again, I didn't really think anything of it and shut my eyes to go back to sleep. A couple of minutes later though, I hear my door slam shut. Me and my girlfriend freaked the heck out. I sat up in bed in fear and turned on my TV and was up for the remainder of the night. The last thing that happened to me was the creepiest and definitely confirmed that there was a ghost in my house. I was sleeping one evening and in my sleep, it kind of felt like I was getting choked out and I couldn't breathe too well. My dog wakes me up by opening my bedroom door. Well, I must have been making some noise in my sleep, because when she opened my door, she woke me up and startled me. It must have also started the ghost because whatever was on top of me choking was gone now. It almost sounded like it stood up and hit the ceiling fan. I'm unsure. That was when I had enough though. I grabbed my dog and hauled my butt to my mother's house, where I stayed the night and told her all about what had happened. I'm not very religious, but my mother is, and she supplied me with a Bible. She was going to give it to me anyways, and told me I needed to pray, and that's just what I did. I burnt some sage and talked to the ghost and haven't really had anything happen since. However, I do see some shadow people out of the corner of my eye in my kitchen sometimes. I'm not really sure if that's paranormal or just my eyes playing tricks. Sorry if this was long, but I figured I should tell people about my story. Thank you, Swamp. I was raised in the Florida Panhandle, incredibly close to the major tourist towns and cities. The house where I grew up was, in itself, very haunted, and that's not the story I wanted to tell, though. To make a long story short, back in 2015, my then fiance and I managed to save enough money to rent a nice and new trailer on the magnificent and beautiful beach strip known as 30A. The landlord admitted he had just purchased the trailer that week at an incredibly low price. The previous owner was a single, middle-aged woman who only used half of the house for whatever reason. This was very plain to see. The kitchen, living room, master bed, and bath were in gently used condition, while the other three rooms and guest bath were untouched. Now, bear in mind, the trailer was only 1 year old at this time, and the woman only lived there for a little less than a year. For whatever reason, she was rushing a sale and leaving without a trace. The first weird thing happened at the end of the first week of me being there. My fiance was on the other side of the trailer, waiting for me to join him and go to sleep. I was in one of the additional rooms messing around with the computer someone gave me. The only light source was the glow of the computer screen. After taking longer than it should have to complete whatever I was doing on the computer, I hear what I thought was my fiance in the kitchen, messing with the glass cups. I heard no footsteps, no fridge door open, and no sounds of something being placed on the countertop, just clinking glasses. It was weird enough for me to get up and go see what he was doing, as at first, I believed he was getting a late-night snack. As I peeked my head around the corner to see the kitchen, I met with darkness and nothing else. The glow of the TV from the master bedroom gives me a little more courage to walk the distance from the dark hallway to my fiancé still lying in bed. I asked him if he went into the kitchen. He told me no and went back to watching TV. I quickly finished what I was doing in my new study and turned off the computer. Once I joined him again, I admitted I had heard something in the kitchen that sounded like glasses clinking, but he doesn't believe these sort of things and so he just kind of blew it off. That wasn't the last I heard of the clinking glasses, but I admit from here the experiences may be out of order due to the length of time these experiences took place. I worked within walking distance of my home, and my husband worked with maintenance, cleaning, and remodeling on the rentals on the 30A strip, so it was like perfect for both of us. He left early in the morning, and I had an oddball retail hour shift that left me home for most hours during the day. I started to notice little things like the sound of someone moving in just the next room, the heavy feeling of being watched, shadows, balls of lights, and stuff like that. These weren't just in the corner of my eyes, though. This was full-on in my face. It was a month into living there when I met the shadow person. I was getting ready for work, and was on my way to the door when I realized I left my phone in the study and ran in to go get it. As I run into the room, I stop at the sight of this massive shadow man in the middle of the room. I stare at it, and it feels like it stared back at me, but there were no discernible features to indicate this. Then, as quickly as I see this shadow, it rushes and dissipates through the window. I'm terrified, and quickly grab my phone and run out of the house. From then on, I was always able to tell when something was going to happen. Call it a sixth sense or whatever. There would be days where the energy in the house would be light and lifted, and there would also be days to weeks where the air was thick and heavy with something dark and negative. I noticed most of the energy happened on the side of the trailer that wasn't used, and the shadow seemed to linger just out in that hallway. The appliances started to mess up all the time. The dryer buzzer went off randomly in the middle of the night, even though no laundry was being run. The oven tried to turn on in the middle of the night and kept beeping on and off because it wasn't being set right. Press bake, then start. If you didn't press start, it would shut off. The TV turned on and off all the time and changed volumes and channels at random. Sounds of the front door being open and closed and walking occurred a lot during these times as well. One morning, my fiancé admitted he woke up in the middle of the night and thought a hag was hovering over him, staring into his face. Another night, my fiancé and his friend went late night fishing, leaving me home alone. And while I was watching TV in my bedroom, I heard a guttural woman scream on the other side of the house. There was no mistake that this scream came inside the house. I called my fiancé immediately crying, but he told me it was probably just some kids playing down the street. This was not some kids playing down the street, though. This was the sound of a woman being murdered. I tried to find any history in the home, and even the land itself, but aside from what the landlord told us, I couldn't find much. One night, I was having a nightmare of being dragged and woke to my feet being wrapped up in a blanket and the blanket being pulled off from the end of the bed. I admit I didn't open my eyes to see if anything was there because this was about 6 months into living there and I had trained myself to not open my eyes when I awoke in fear. I quickly kicked my legs and pulled back the covers. I cuddled into my fiancé and tried to go back to sleep because there was just nothing else I could do. It was also around this time that I became pregnant with my first child, and aside from one scare in the beginning, my first two trimesters were healthy. Then I started to see the Shadow Man again, hanging out in the hallway like usual. He watched everything from there. If I was in my study, he would watch from the doorway. If I was in the living room, he'd look over from the corner. Now, I don't mean I always saw him. I felt him, and if I turned my head quick enough, I could see him sometimes. But he clearly didn't like to be seen. I started to bleed a lot and have a lot of pain. For the first few weeks, the doctor just couldn't figure out what was wrong with me and kept sending me home with no answers or relief. There was a pinnacle moment. I dressed in my uniform, sitting on my couch, grasping my belly in the most pain I've ever felt. I look over to the hallway and he's there, his head and shoulder nothing but a mass of blackness peering over the corner watching me. I called my mom crying. I had been to the ER 3 times already at this point and sent home each time. I tell her the shadow is in the hallway and it's watching me. I told her it feels like my baby was coming and I was scared to get up and I'm in too much pain to move as it was. I don't think she believed me entirely, but she did tell me to go to the ER and, in defeat, I got off the phone. I silently said a prayer and slowly stood up. Not daring to look into the hallway, I walked past it and left. I went back to labor and delivery, and the ultrasound finally found my full placenta, previa, and the monitor picked up full contractions at only 31 weeks pregnant. I had been going into labor and bleeding on and off for nearly 2 weeks. I was rushed to another hospital that had the level 4 NICU that would be required for my baby. They were able to stop the contractions, and I remained in the hospital for 2 weeks. Every other day, I went back into labor, and they were able to stop it. I was terrified to bring her home, because I thought this thing would be waiting for us. Returning home, if it was there, it didn't make its presence known. Instead, it was outside forces and the massive debt we accumulated with my missing work, and my fiancé being laid off that made us move out. I don't know what was there. I don't know if there was more than one entity. The Shadow Man felt masculine and stayed on the other side of the house, but something else was clearly messing with us as well, and it didn't care where it was. Even though I lost everything in that move, I'm glad I got away while I could. I'm glad my baby didn't have to grow up there and experience the terror I did on a daily basis. Back when I was in private first class, I went to my first OP to 29 Palms. It was mid-October when the days got shorter and the long nights got colder. Everything was normal at first. Everyone was busy training, but then people started to see things in the dark. At first it was just shadows. Lots of people seeing shadows from the corner of their eyes at night. Usually, it was just the silhouette of a rabbit running between the shadows. This became more and more common every night. The one night I went to the bathroom, and someone left the sink running. I shut it off and went to take my pee. As I was relieving myself, I heard the faucet turn back on. I checked the entire bathroom and there was no one in there with me. I began feeling very uncomfortable and threatened by whatever presence was in there with me. I ran back to the living quarters as fast as I could and slept with one eye open. It seemed that everything was becoming heavy. The mood was getting darker every night. I slept at the far end of our platoon's living quarters, which was a big tin can with two rows of cots. Probably about a week after the bathroom incident, I woke up screaming, and so did another Marine. We started throwing punches out of fear and woke up each other by beating the crap out of each other. When we woke up, he tried to awaken the Marine who was still in bed and still screaming. So the Marine I was fighting in my sleep got kicked across the room by the Marine he tried to wake up. The next day we all talked and hashed it out. We were all having the same dream. We dreamt that we were in our childhood home, but in an ominous red light. We could hear our closest loved one screaming for help, but a gray, rotting pillar of flesh in the middle of the room wouldn't let us get to them. A week later, when my team and I woke up to go on patrol, our point man had teeth marks on his rosary. It looked like a huge dog had bit it, but he was wearing it the whole night. We started seeing weird things on thermal images, things that looked like animals, but they read as colder than their surroundings. The smell of rotting meat and iron started to become apparent around these sightings. Unholy screams would emanate from the night. Weird things like that kept happening until I left. I'm not really sure what it was. All I know is that part of the training area in Camp Wilson was built on an Indian burial ground. This happened when I was about 8 or 9 years old. Growing up, I spent the majority of my time with my grandmother. My father, uncle, and of course my grandfather all lived in the same house as my grandmother. Because of this, I was used to my uncle and dad being around. I was an only child, so my uncle and my father spent a lot of time playing jokes on me. One night, I was laying on my grandma's bed talking to her about God knows what. The way I was laying was sort of particular, in that I was facing her, but one of my arms was positioned behind my back. I remember her asking me if I was really comfortable like that. It was an odd position, I must admit. Anyways, during our conversation, I saw hands on the ground, as if they were crawling in my peripheral. I immediately thought it must be my dad or uncle trying to spook me, so I played it cool, thinking I'd surprise them, as they were behind me. I kept my conversation going with my grandma, as if I didn't suspect a thing, and the next thing you know, someone was grabbing my hand and pulling me down. I laughed and turned my head expecting to see my father or uncle, only to be met with nothing. This thing had me in a pretty tight grip, and I couldn't fully turn around. It pulled me harder and I screamed at my grandma to pull me up. She grabbed my hand and pulled me back onto the bed, as I heard my uncle and father coming through the front door. When the thing finally let up, I spun around to see two hands reached from under the bed. I was freaking out, crying and screaming for my father to check under the bed. My grandma was the kind of person to always keep all sorts of memorabilia, and she kept a lot of it under her bed for safekeeping. There was no way anyone could fit under the bed. Needless to say, my dad and uncle searched the house only to find, well, nothing. My grandma was convinced that I was wrapped up in the blanket to start the fall, but, unfortunately, that doesn't explain the hands I saw. To this day, I have no explanation as to what that was or what would have happened if those hands managed to pull me away from my grandmother. I've seen, heard, and experienced weird things all of my life, but never had an experience in public in broad daylight, hence why I'm writing about it. I was walking a popular trail near the local center with my dog and younger brother. I've walked this same trail hundreds of times and have never felt anything off about the area. We were finishing up our short little walk and stopped by a pond so my brother could toss some rocks, etc. Looking forward, up the path, I noticed an elderly woman slowly meandering her way towards us. I paid no attention to this because I had to keep an eye on the 4-year-old who was near the water. We were investigating a nearby frog when I noticed that she had covered quite some distance in such a short amount of time. I got a spidey sense and immediately stood up. We began to walk towards the lady on the path. There was no avoiding her. As we approached her, I found it really freaking strange that she was dressed in her Sunday best. It was pushing high 80s with humidity. She looked like she had come straight from church. But it was 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. The weirdest part was that she was dressed in an outfit that was all turquoise blue. Even her brimmed sun hat matched her clothes. That hat partially covered her face, but I could see her eyes were wide open. Crazy eyes to the max. She was probably around 30 feet away when my dog started to growl. I've never heard my dog act aggressively towards anyone. He's a year and a half old lab St. Bernard mix. He is the best boy. The best boy. He is Sammy. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body, and is truly a baby. We encountered multiple people and other dogs on the same trail the same day, and he didn't pay any attention to them, and wouldn't need a leash if people weren't intimidated by his size. This dog deals with a four-year-old on the daily. He is adjusted to all types of situations, and is very well socialized. My dog's the best boy, but as we near this old lady, she stops walking and stands still, just staring at us. The trail is fairly wide, and we stuck to our sides as we got closer. Her face was a blur in my memory despite this only happening yesterday. The only thing that I remember is her wide eyes and unwavering smile. It sent shivers down my spine. Everything was unusually quiet as we neared her, except for my dog's consistent growling and barking. Sam was barking now, and his hatch was up. He was mad. I tried to ignore her and walked forward, but it was an awkward situation given my dog's aggressiveness. I gave the woman an apologetic smile and apologized for my dog's behavior. She didn't say hello or acknowledge us at all verbally until we were across the path from her. She stared at us the entire time with this weird smile until she took a step towards us. My brother grabbed onto my shirt and my dog lunged. Any normal person would have backed off as a large dog who was visibly upset was jumping at them. But she didn't even flinch. We took a step back and I tried to calm him. I had him secured on his leash, so he wasn't going anywhere. She mentioned that it was a beautiful day, and it was so nice to see me. Sam was making a scene and I just awkwardly shook my head, pulled Sam along, and my brother basically ran once we were a couple of steps away from her. We hightailed it to the parking lot, passing multiple families and other dogs on the way. Sam was back to his normal self, with no other issues. She shouldn't have been dressed the way she was, given the temperature at the time. She also seemed to be struggling to walk when I first noticed her, but crossed a lot of distance, too much in the time I looked away from her. I'm native. No, my grandma isn't a Cherokee princess, and all you people play too much with that stuff. I grew up in my culture on a reservation. My idea of spirits, ghosts, or whatever you call them, is a bit different than the typical views held by the majority. I was taught they are as real and as significant as the physical. They can cause good or harm, and a lot of the times, you shouldn't acknowledge them for your own safety. You don't know their endgame, or why they're bothering you, just like you wouldn't let some random stranger into your life. I'm really good at reading people in situations. Everybody has an energy around them, which helps me indicate their mood and intentions. It's just my spidey sense, I like to call it. She felt empty, almost like a puppet or a doll. I truly believe something was just messing with me. It must have just happened upon me and my brother and dog. It was just testing the waters to see how far it could push. I tried not to pay it any mind, but couldn't help feel weird for the rest of the day. Stuff like that, it's just so weird to me. When I got home, I saged myself in the house for a precaution. This story still freaks me out to this day. I wonder if I was hallucinating or if it was really a ghost. One night I was getting ready to have a shower, so I get my clothes on and go straight to the bathroom. After the shower, I felt a bit weird, like something or someone was watching me. But I shrugged it off, and I went straight to my room, tossed my clothes on the floor, and started to clean up my desk. After I did that, I grabbed my iPod and headed to bed. As I pulled the covers over me, I got this feeling that someone was in my doorway, so I didn't look because I was never one to scare myself. I took spirits and paranormal stuff really seriously after my experience with the Charlie Charlie Challenge. Take note that this happened to me when the Charlie Charlie Challenge was rising, and I had the stupid idea of doing it, and I regret doing it because it freaked the heck out of me. Anyway, I was too scared to look at the doorway and face the other side of it. Then my brother called my name, and I looked straight to the doorway. There stood a fairly tall girl with black long hair covering her face in a black ripped dress with porcelain skin in the doorway. I screamed so loud that my brother from two rooms next to me even heard it. And as I screamed, I shut my eyes, and after I opened them, I didn't see anything anymore. After about a minute, I told her that nothing happened and I was fine. I didn't tell her what I saw because I don't think she would have believed me. To this day, I still don't know why I didn't tell her, though. I felt so scared and hot that I couldn't sleep in my room. So I went into my sister's room and asked if I could sleep with her. She asked why, but I just said, because I want to. And I slept there for a few nights, scared that whatever that girl was would come back to my doorway again. A few years would pass, and I decided to tell my sister about what I actually saw that night. She kept on asking me, "Are you sure?" I replied saying yes every time. I told her that it was a ghost, and she said, "Maybe you were just hallucinating." To be honest, maybe I was. Maybe I was just scaring myself because I was afraid of the Charlie Charlie challenge. I don't really know what it was, but I have such a vivid memory of the girl, and I'm afraid she'll come back. What do you guys think? This story happened to my mom. It's very short, but it is real. My mom has had her fair share of paranormal and scary dreams, from seeing slimy gray figures when she was a kid, to dreaming to my grandfather's death minutes before receiving the news and predicting the exact date a man was going to kill my stepdad. I believe that dreams can predict many things, regardless of if it's good or bad. It's rare, but I do think it happens. This one is less personal, so that's why I decided to share it. One night, my mom had a dream that she was a bird flying in a city filled with water, but it wasn't in the US or any other place that she's been at. She saw people screaming for help, cars being dragged by the water current. She saw many people die. As she woke up in horror, she went to check on me and my brother. We were still fast asleep. This was sometime around 9 a.m., She just couldn't go back to sleep after her nightmare. But it turns out, that nightmare was real. She made a cup of coffee and sat in the living room to watch TV when she saw the news. December 26, 2004, Thailand had just had a tsunami hit them, killing more than 230,000 people. She was in total shock. She knew that at the time, she was dreaming. The tsunami had just struck the country and was taking the lives of many innocent people. So, everybody watching, what do you guys think happened? Do you guys think my mom might have predicted this in her dream, or saw something of it in her dream? I'm unsure, but it's always had me thinking. And to this day, I still scratch my head, wondering just what happened there. College has started back up again. I recently moved into my new apartment with my best friends. Our first night in our new apartment, my friends were sitting on the couch that faces a long hallway. We were watching TV and I noticed his face turned white and he looked petrified. I asked him what was wrong and he asked if anyone else is in the house with us. I told him no, it should just be us. He said he saw a woman walking to our bathroom and come down the stairs. This obviously freaked me out, and we decided it could have happened from all the weird energy surrounding the campus. As the weeks have gone by, more and more people have been spotting this woman's shadow figure in our apartment complex. I had a first-hand encounter the other day. I was getting ready to shower, and the bathroom door was cracked open. I heard someone walking past the door, so I looked to see who it was. I see the shadow of a woman walk into our kitchen. I have never seen an apparition so close before, and so clear. It was truly amazing and frightening all at the same time. One of my roommates, we will call him D, has had the most encounters with the shadow woman. He has seen her 3 times since being at school, and it's really scaring him to the point where he wants to move out. Beyond my apartment, a few neighbors have talked about seeing the shadow woman around. I've never seen or heard so many people openly talking about the paranormal, but there is something going on here. My roommate and I have recently invested in a GoPro, and we are going to try and get some footage of the shadow person. I will definitely share it to you if we can get anything. Have any of you guys ever experienced something like this, where a lot of people have seen the same shadow person? This is also new to me, and I'm honestly not sure what to do. Can this thing hurt us? Are we safe? I'm just kind of scared. Thanks for listening to these creepy and downright unexplainable paranormal experiences sent in by viewers just like you. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button, as it really does help me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and make sure to turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you have an experience you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would absolutely love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's experiences like yours that help keep these shows going. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and pretty much everywhere else you can find podcasts online. Much love and appreciation to you guys, as always, for supporting me the way you do. I have tons of new projects coming this summer, and I cannot wait to share them with you. If you guys have any ideas on future topics or stories, please be sure to comment and leave them down below. I would love to find some new things to read. See you guys soon with another creepy video.